All right, good morning, everyone. We are going to call the January 29th, 2026 Planning Council meeting to order. I hope everybody had a great holiday. Welcome, it's great to see you all. With that, if we can stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Dr. Zeman, could you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Karen, please call the roll.
Ms. Jessica Abramson?
Here.
Mayor Felicia Brunson?
Here.
Mayor Angelo Castillo? Dr. Moretti Fernandez?
Present.
Commissioner Lamar P. Fisher?
Here.
Mr. Adam M. Geller? Mayor Michelle J. Gomez? Ms. Ryan Greenberg? Mayor Rex Harden? Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland? Mayor Josh Levy?
Here.
Commissioner Letitia Newbold? Thank you. Mayor Jackie Raley? Mr. David Rosenoff?
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan?
Present.
School Board Member Alan Zeman?
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.?
I am here, and let the record show that Mayor Harden just walked in.
Thank you.
All right. We have a quorum. Fantastic. Little light on the dais, but we're all here. So a couple reappointments. Want to congratulate Commissioner Fisher and School Board Member Dr. Zeman for your reappointments. Congratulations, and glad you're both staying on board for another year. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go right into the election of officers. I'll entertain nominations. Right now, who are the officers, if you could, tell us who the officers are, Barb?
The chair is Tommy DiGiorgio, the vice chair is Mayor Angelo Castillo, and the secretary is Mayor Michelle Gomez.
Excellent. Open the floor for nominations.
Chair, I'd like to go ahead and nominate the current slate without objection.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion to keep the slate that is existing right now by Mayor Harden, second by Commissioner Fisher. Further nominations? Nominations are closed. We'll go right into a vote since there's the only folks there. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, folks, for your trust in us. We appreciate it.
We appreciate the work.
Thank you all. Consent agenda. Ms. Blake Boyd.
First, the nominations to the executive committee.
Oh, there we go. Executive committee.
The membership are the three officers, and currently the other members, the at-large members, are Mayor Brunson, Councilmember Horland, Mayor Levy, and School Board Member Zeman.
Okay.
Motion to continue the existing membership.
Second. We have a motion from Mayor Levy, second from Mayor Harden. Further nominations? Nominations are closed. All those in favor with that slate, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Blake Boyd.
Oh, thank you. The consent agenda this morning, just want to go through the excused absence request because member Newbold did make it online and she had asked for an excused absence. So that leaves us with Vice Chair Castillo, Mr. Geller, Mayor Gomez, Ms. Greenberg, Councilmember Horland, and Mayor Raley for excused absence requests.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all for the consent agenda.
All right, a motion on the consent agenda.
The move.
We have a motion from Dr. Zeman, second by Mayor Harden. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Regular agenda.
Council's report. Oh, I'm going to combine one and two, Mayor. You have in your packet a request for a waiver of conflict, which is self-explanatory. I'm going to withdraw that request. The decision our firm made is that as long as members of our firm were representing Hollywood and matters relating to the Planning Council, we would not request a waiver because I will not be part, I would not participate. So please accept the withdrawal of that request.
Okay.
Additionally, I have received communications from the City of Hollywood that our firm will no longer be representing the City of Hollywood in matters pertaining to the Planning Council. I'm going to be following up on that. And should that be the case, I will reconsider the decision as far as representation of the Planning Council upon confirmation and further review. So I wanted to inform you of this, of that status. So we are looking into that, and that we're going to make our decision first based upon the Planning Council and wanting to make sure that your actions are not subject to review, discussion on matters other than the substance of the matter before you. That's the most important thing. And obviously, our code of ethics. The decision by Hollywood to retain other counsel does change the thing a bit. And we're going to look at that because it, technically there would be no, I don't believe there would be a conflict at that point in time. We will get back to you on that. Additionally, I would invite any one of the Planning Council members. Sometimes it's awkward to do it publicly, but if any member of the Planning Council is concerned with the decision-making process and what is happening, please contact me. I'll be open to hearing from you because any unease among members of the Planning Council would certainly be a cause for your council to be concerned and want to make sure that that wasn't the case. I want everyone to be comfortable with what they're doing going forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else to report on the council's report?
The legislature is hard at work, and sometimes that's not a good thing, but sometimes it is a good thing. A40, we are going to, I'm saying numbers as we know. We all remember 180. I think we all remember 180. The new 180 is 840, and that is making some good changes, positive changes. Not enough, but some positive changes that I think municipalities will welcome. One of them is moving the year from 2028 to 2027 and that type of thing. But changes are being made. There are going to be some interesting legislation on how cities can apply compatibility. The legislature is going to be very strict on that. And it can't be community feel, all those nice words that we'd like to throw in there are not going to be good enough to apply compatibility. So we're watching that. That's going to be interesting. And there are a number of other issues, accessory dwelling units and things of that sort. But I'll report to them as they get to the next stage and probably at the next meeting, fill you in even further. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Ms. Blakeboy, Executive Director's report.
Thank you. Congratulations to the reelection of the officers. And I was going to apologize for forgetting to schedule a photographer for today, but I think actually that worked out for today's meeting. So,
good decision.
Yeah, so next time we have a bigger group in person, I'll make sure we get a photographer to get a group photo for the year. I just have a couple of things to report. One is for our next update. We had a workshop December 10th and then a second workshop January 21st. The first workshop, we had about upwards of 85 people between online and in person. And then the January 21st workshop would have replicated that workshop. However, we had to cancel online due to a webcasting and room conflict within the commission at the very last minute. We stayed in person until 6:30. We only had one person come in person, and it was someone who had attended a previous workshop. So I think we haven't received any comments since the December 10th workshops. So I think we're safe to say that there's no additional comment necessary. So what I'd like to do for, we're going to talk about the meeting schedule in just a moment, but it's likely that your March meeting is going to be canceled. We're formatting the materials for as the form that they would be sent for public hearing into the state, and we'll post that to the website, send out a constant contact for the additional, any additional comments for that period. And then your transmittal, your first public hearing would be at your April Planning Council meeting. And we anticipate having those posted online in the next two weeks, those documents. So if that's okay to proceed that way.
Without objection.
That's how we'll proceed.
Absolutely.
So that would be the hearing schedule. So let's talk about our upcoming meeting schedule. February 26th, this year conflicts with Read for the Record Day. February 26th is a very important meeting day. We anticipate having a couple items on. So what we've done for Read for the Record is shift the start time. We do have this room until 5 p.m. that day. So you can do, you usually would start at 10 o'clock a.m. You could start at 11 a.m. And if that was the case, we would provide lunch for you, or you could do a 1 p.m. start. So I can also poll the members to see which works better for you. But I do, we are going to need that meeting date. So there's not an option to cancel it.
Is 11 o'clock give everyone enough time who's doing Read the Record? I mean, so I'd prefer 11 o'clock personally. I mean, I think that's better. It gives us time in case it's a longer agenda. 11 o'clock.
Chair, that event's usually done by 9:30 in the morning. So
okay.
It gives plenty of people time. Either if you're out west reading, you make it here by 11.
Okay. Let's do 11 o'clock. If anybody have an objection with that? Hearing none, 11
o'clock. Okay, perfect. 11 o'clock start time for next month, and we will make sure that you have some lunch.
Perfect.
The other meeting date, March 26th, we have another conflict with the county commission. They've moved that meeting date from the Tuesday to that Thursday, so we won't have that room. We can't move the meeting up a week because that's the spring break date for the schools. And then if we move it to the later week, then we're only 3 weeks before the April meeting. So it doesn't really make sense. And we do not have anything confirmed for that agenda. So we would not be impacting any public hearing or agents or applicants timing wise. So my suggestion is to cancel the March 26th meeting date.
Dr. Zeman?
Thanks, Chair. The only issue with that timing is the end of legislation and what happens with 840. So if there's a way to kind of get an emailed update in place of actually having that meeting, because the timing of that is critical as the legislation is kind of moving forward. But really, that's the only other thing that I would love to learn more about. If that's
just possible. just a council's letter, just kind of updating 840 at that time in March. Is that possible?
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll go. Frankly, March will be even a fuller, more complete view.
That's right. That's what Dr. Zeman's requesting. Yeah, it's a good request.
And we'll go in much more depth at that time.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. With that, we have five public hearing items today. We have no one sign in to speak from the public aside from agents, applicants, or local governments. The quasi-judicial hearing for the recertification on item one has been waived by the town of Davie. And all items are recommended for approval. Item three in the city of Hollywood, the recommendation of approval is tied to transportation mitigation and an affordable housing commitment, but all are recommended for approval. So with that, I would give it back to you.
Sure. Thank you, Ms. Blake Boyd. Mayor Levy.
If I could, since all items are recommended for approval and there's no speakers and one is subject to staff recommendation, I'd like to make a motion to approve PH 1 through 5, consistent with staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Mayor Levy, a second from Dr. Zeman. With Mayor Harden or Dr. Zeman? I heard it.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me in trouble with the mayor now, Chair.
Well, I didn't want him to get in trouble.
But the record show is Mayor Harden made the second. Further discussion on approval of PH 1 through PH 5. Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Outstanding. Ms. Blake Boy.
I have no other items of business today. Thank you, everyone, for being here in person and online to make the meeting happen, as there was a lot of business to dispense of today. So thank you.
Awesome. It's great to see everybody. Hopefully, we'll see more in person next month.
I think a lot of some members were in Tallahassee for Broward Days and still there. Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Mayor Ryan.
I want to thank you for pointing out that the dais is far lighter than all of us appearing online. I have not done well with my New Year's resolution, and I appreciate you reinforcing that.
Thank you, Mayor. Anybody else? Nothing else? Entertain a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.